This is a podcast from The Samplecast, Volume 1, Episode 20.
The Samplecast.
Hello, I'm Reuben Cornell and this is The Samplecast. This is Episode 20. After this one, I'm going to be on holiday for a couple of weeks, but we'll be back towards the end of August. So I shall see you then. You can catch up with everything that's going on over at the Samplecast. I'll still be releasing some big reviews and a few other bits and bobs via Twitter and Facebook. You can check us out on Twitter at The Samplecast and the Facebook page, just search for The Samplecast. If there's anything you want to let us know, you can also email us, thesamplecast@gmail.com. And don't forget to keep an eye on our YouTube channel too. You can check out the show in full with the added visual content there. If you're listening to this show on iTunes, please feel free to give us a review and rating. We're a bit slim on reviews and ratings at the moment. It really helps us to stand out in the iTunes charts if you can do that. In the meantime, let's get on with the show.
Roundup.
So I had to kick off the final show before the Samplecast summer break with a really summery library. It's Sol Spanish Guitar Volume 1 from F9 Audio. It's holiday time here, so this has a special kind of Spanish guitar vibe. It's from the studio that brought you the Darnsack The Freemasons, and the main engineer behind The Freemasons, James Wiltshire, has put this together. You can buy it as a standard WAV and Apple Loops pack, so you've got 393 loops in there. Or there's also a deluxe version, a little bit more expensive, but it does offer tempo-synced contact patches and pre-chopped patches for Ableton, Studio One, Reason and Logic. There's also a really cool video online demonstrating exactly how this works. James has put a really good demonstration together. So it's worth checking out at the F9 Audio website, or you can pick it up from Loopmasters. Our next look is from Sounddust and it's Prepared Pianette. It runs in the full version of Kontakt and is 280 megabytes compressed. Here you've got a sampled on a Pianette T and it's been sampled in three different ways and these three sample sets have been combined into the one interface. You've got an acoustic version, a muted version and a processed amped version as well. And you can mix these three different sample sets in the interface and then apply effects on there as well. It uses a similar engine to Sounddust's Ships Piano 3, which I reviewed a few episodes ago, and it comes here with 46 different instrument snapshots and 24 convolution reverbs, which can be applied to the three different pianos. Also, there's three different Kontakt instruments, one with the three pianos mixed, as I mentioned before, one with all the muted pianos, and one with all acoustic pianos. Sounddust sent this to me for a play. It's got a really great sound, quite unusual, and I can see it's going to have its uses in sort of chilled out, down tempo and minimal soundtrack cues. Check it out at the Sounddust website. Lastly, an interesting Kontakt instrument which solves a problem which I do specifically have from time to time. It's Evoxa from Echo Soundworks, and it's a full Kontakt library for creating vocal chop-ups, the sorts of things you hear in EDM, hip-hop, chill-out and house that sound really nice, but they're actually quite laborious, quite boring to program, unless you are a bit of a whiz with cutting and pasting in Ableton. Now here there are many interesting effects on the interface, including glide modes, legato, warping and unison controls, and it comes with a gigabyte of content already there, which has 200 different Kontakt presets, and you can also throw your own samples into the engine too via the Kontakt mapping screen. It really looks like a useful bit of kit for those that are producing tracks with vocal chop-ups on a regular basis and if you want to save yourself some time.
Oh,
Bargain VST.
This is the last Bargain VST before our Samplecast summer break, and a lot of these offers are running for at least a couple of weeks. The first one is Mode Audio Drum Bundle by VST Buzz, and I've been featuring Mode Audio on the Samplecast for a while because I do think they do some great well-priced packs, and VST Buzz have really brought a lot of their decent drum packs together. There's five different drum packs here, and they've knocked 67% off the price, making them €19.99. So there's loads of individual drum hits here, nearly 1,000 samples in all, and they've also included bonus channel strips for processing too. Head to the VST Buzz link in the description below. A couple of big sales to mention over at Time & Space. They've got 40% off almost all Zero G products, and up to 50% off of Big Fish audio libraries and instruments too. Check it out. The last bargain for this show is a mega bargain. It's available from Plugin Boutique and it's Expand 2 by Air Music Technology. This is a fab multi-timbre workstation with over 2,500 presets and parts, and it's just £1. Don't need to say any more, it's only £1. It sounds really great and there's a lot of demos and YouTube videos online because this product's been around for a little while, but you really can't go wrong. It's £1, just go and buy it.
Big review.
Welcome to this week's big review from Sample Logic and its Cinematic Guitars Organic Atmospheres. It runs in the full and free version of Kontakt, is 5 GB compressed, and is basically one massive patch for Kontakt. Sample Logic are well known for their cinematic guitar libraries, I've got plenty of them myself, and all the source recordings here come from acoustic guitars. There are hundreds of presets on board and a 4-core engine which has been used on several of their other Sample Logic products, including Morphestra 2, which I reviewed in the Samplecast 3. So each core here has 2 sound sources and a wealth of morphing and sequencing possibilities. There's also a comprehensive FX section too. Now, if you've not used this engine before, it might look a little bit daunting, perhaps a bit bewildering, but luckily all of the cores operate in the same way. So once you've got to grips with one of them, you'll be able to use the same techniques on all 4. It shouldn't take you too long to work your way around the interface. The manual does a really good job of explaining things too. And also, once you've mastered this engine, you'll be fine with a lot of the other Sample Logic products that are out there, because this engine's been used for a couple of years now.
Thank you.
So this library does really well exactly what it says on the tin. You've got a lot of shimmering organic atmospheres here. It's not immediately obvious that they are stemming from guitar samples, but that doesn't really matter. There's a huge variety in the sounds here as well. The sounds are fantastic and the presets are many and varied. I did like being able to randomise any aspect of the sound and keep some of the same elements of the sound using the different selection buttons too. Also, recording the morphing was really fun and simple to do. I don't know why more libraries can't do this. I want to give a special mention to the presets in the library. It's not only the atmosphere presets that are useful, but you've actually got presets there for each individual aspect of the instrument too. So that includes FX chain presets, step sequencer presets, presets for the FX animator, and also for the morphing control as well, which makes it really easy to go into those individual elements of the library and select different ways to hear and process the sound. There are a couple of things I'd like to point out. Some of the presets do sound very similar. There are hundreds of presets, so I guess that's inevitable in some ways, but perhaps the library could have been slimmed down a little bit there. Some of the controls are really tiny as well on the interface, especially to open some quite significant menus like the FX animators and the LFO controls. They are easily missed. You'll need to read the manual to check out where they are. One of my worries when I reviewed Morphestra 2 is that it takes a little while to load each atmosphere preset, and it is the case with this library too. It's still a couple of seconds to load each one. I was wanting to really flick through them fast and choose the sounds that I wanted, but a little bit hamstrung by the time it took to open those presets. Also, one thing I would have liked is perhaps a small range of playable patch presets. You can create your own playable patches quite easily by using the waveforms and the atmospheres in combination, but a lot of the presets that they've provided are pure atmospheres that you can't really play them on the keyboard. I know that's the whole point of the library, but it would have been nice to have a few of those too. So overall, I think Cinematic Guitars Organic Atmospheres by Sample Logic, it's a great product, and there's also some very competitive cross-grade pricing for people that have previous Cinematic Guitars libraries from Sample Logic. Check it out at the Sample Logic website and let me know what you think in the comments below.
Developer update. Developer update.
couple of nice developer updates for you this week. The first is Adrenaline, which is a signal expansion by Output Audio. And here you've got 100 pulsing presets designed for kind of pumping high energy scoring. They've released several other packs for Signal prior to this one, but this is the latest one, and you can check out all the packs on the Output Audio website. A company called Audiority got in touch with me this week to let me know about their Polaris Digital Echo and Reverb unit. It's a plug-in for PC and Mac, and it emulates 1970s reverb units with infinite reverb modelling and a shimmer function as well. They've recently updated this plugin to 1.4, which improves on the original version in a few different ways. There are new presets there, and you've got a redesigned interface and some performance fixes as well. I had a little listen and a play with it myself. It's a useful plugin and kind of reminded me of those Lexicon reverbs. If you have a look at the Audiority website, there are plenty of demos on there so you can check it out for yourself. Thank you so much for downloading the Samplecast podcast. We'll be here again in a few weeks' time. You can reach out to us in all the usual ways on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook. You can connect with us on the comment section of the YouTube channel as well. And you can even email us thesamplecast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for your support, whether you've listened to us right from the start or whether you've just picked this up at episode 20. We really value everybody that listens and watches the show. This show I do off my own back. It's not for profit. It's got no advertising. It's got nobody breathing down my neck to give good reviews. So it's really appreciated that everybody really takes that on board and supports the show. Please spread the word about the show to all your friends and all your musician buddies if you can, and help spread the word about the Samplecast. That would be great. I'll see you in a few weeks. Until next time, bye bye now.